GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Guest co-host Miles Thieman behind the bulletproof glass over in Spacious Studio 7A for George, who's on vacation in FLA. Heaps and gobs of text messages into us.
Oh boy.
On our question of the day, no matter which way we worded it, I'm gonna spit out what I suggested as the question of the day.
Fair enough.
Should the Maine Principals Association continue to be able to deny a transgender student access to athletic programs if it appears they have an unfair advantage?
That's your question.
Now, okay. And do you want to read your question?
No, go ahead. No, we're good with
yours. No. It's okay. You know, I want to be fair. I want to be balanced. I want to treat you with a level of respect, which you certainly deserve, sir, because you sent me, for those just tuning in, Miles sent me a note this morning and said, I believe your question is bias. And I oftentimes I'm just trying to find a way that really boils down to what the matter is, what the real question is.
Should the current MPA policy regarding transgender students participating in athletics be changed by legislation?
This person writes to us, the MPA should be able to accept or deny who does or does not fit the qualifications. In regards to your question of the day, in today's world, there seems to be this thought that there is a one glove fits all for every situation. Unfortunately, it is not that way. We should not allow transgender minors to compete on minor-aged sports teams. With that said, it's up to everyone to be kind and courteous to anyone they encounter. We are all human. Even if the MPA retains the discretionary power to decide or prohibit mixed gender, at some point, they will eventually face litigation for discrimination, allowing one and not another. Why complicate this? Either prohibit mixed gender sports altogether or allow a third sporting group, boys with boys, girls with girls. I'm just going to read it like it's written.
Okay.
Fruit Loops with Frosted Flakes.
Oh, God.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. You've heard the question of the day, both versions, one from guest co-host Miles Thieman, one from me. Despite that, what are you thinking?
Well, I think I'm not sure which question I'm answering here. But yes, they should be able to deny boys the right to compete with girls. I'll just put it that way. How do you prove, other than their bodily characteristics, what they are? Couldn't they just claim to be that just to take advantage? Couldn't they change from one day to the next with all this identity crisis? This is a mess we get into when we turn away from God and the way He made things to be.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. You're on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Miles in for G. Should the MPA still be able to decide whether or not a transgender student can participate in sports with the other gender?
Yes, of course they should. And you know what's ironic about this? This crowd of people are the people that they're all about fairness and equality. Well, what's fair and equal about a male competing against a female?
A listener sends this text message to us, and it, I'm going to paraphrase because it brings it right down to another point.
Okay.
You have, say, a daughter. You got two lovely daughters. I got two handsome sons. Your daughter competes, trains, practices, and it's her opportunity to perform, earn the eye of the scout, and maybe land that scholarship.
Okay.
Here comes a transgender who is just built differently. But now LD 1703 has changed, allows that transgender to come and step in and beat her in the 500-yard dash. He's standing at the top of this podium. She's not. Say she misses out on her scholarship. How is that fair? That's not necessarily a question to you, Miles. That's a rhetorical question for all of us to think, because that's the point that's made by this person sending this text message to us. Caller, hi, GHRT. Miles in for G. What are you thinking this morning, caller?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, I look at it this way. The whole idea of female and male sports has always been based on one simple, objective piece of criteria, and that is human biology. And now we're going to allow subjective beliefs to kind of get in the way of what's all, you know, how it's always been historically. Why are we changing it now?
According to those who are looking at 1703, they don't have an answer necessarily. Maybe we can ask that of State Senator Lisa Kahn when she's on with us in about an hour from now.
That would be fine.
But she and others had questions of this. Again, the Republicans as we are reading and understanding, and I talked with Lisa on the phone for about, I don't know, 15 minutes yesterday. Republicans wanted to see in LD 1703, they wanted to have this one issue addressed. Let the MPA retain that authority.
Doesn't it bother you at all that it's a partisan issue?
And that's what I don't understand.
I mean, whether you're an R or a D or an I mean, it would think you'd think independently about this and come to some conclusion instead of it being along party lines. I really find it hard to believe that everybody in the legislature who's a D or everybody who's an R is firmly on the side of the party's position. It just makes it's discouraging. It's a microcosm of everything else that may be wrong in Augusta and Washington.
And the concern that the GOP raised was that LD 1703, the way that they interpret what's written, okay, saying to someone that you cannot compete in the other gender's sport based on whichever gender you identify with is unlawful educational discrimination. Caller, hi, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. What are you thinking?
Listen to both questions, and with all due respect to Miles, I don't believe his question gives you enough substance to answer it. You really kind of left wondering what the question is. And for your question, I get it, and no, boys shouldn't be playing on girls' teams and vice versa. There's no fairness in that.
A couple of people, thank you, caller. A couple of people have written to us in a text message form here and a couple in an email as well to say, all right, taxpayers are financing these schools. Mm-hmm. Taxpayers should get a vote in this. Send it out to referendum.
Oh, please.
You think people are going to be able to? We can't even get a question lined up between the two of us. You can't synchronize on that. Caller, hi, GHRT, Miles in for G. What are you thinking, caller?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Miles.
Morning.
The whole problem, it's a huge power trip. That's why it's partisan politics. The Democrats have the power. They've got the whips. This is what they want. They want the power to have the world their way. Transgender or not, make co-ed teams, call it good. Let them have their way, but a co-ed team. Then separate the boys with the boys, the girls with the girls, and those with the alternative identities, make their own team.
And you can't play shirts and skins either.
Okay? No, you can't.
Just to be fair. Thanks. 1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi, GHRT. What are you thinking on this matter?
I don't agree with it. I coach local youth sports, specifically girls, basketball and softball. And I think personally, there isn't as big of a difference between girls and boys sports up until, you know, fifth or sixth grade. But then the change really starts to become quite extreme. I just don't agree with it. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate your show.
Thank you. And for being a part of it. Caller, hi, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Emails in a moment. Caller, hi, what are you thinking?
You know, these people ridicule us for being climate change science deniers. What's more conclusive science than an X and a Y?
This email to us in the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox.
You've got mail.
At WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Joe writes in to us, this is a case of where right is wrong and wrong is right. Trying to wrap my head around that one as
sure
well.
I know what that means.
Caller, hi, GHRT. You've heard the issue. You've heard the questions. We want to know what you're thinking.
I think there's only two genders, man and female. And that's the bottom line. If you're all confused, go get some mental health. If there's only two genders, there's a whole breadth of deviant and diverse sexual preferences. If there's only two genders.
Couple of final text messages to us and then the final phone call on the issue, at least for now, before we talk with State Senator Lisa Kime at about 7:30 here this morning. This person texts us, the issue should be settled in a single way, biology. The reason it is partisan is because the Democrats tend to have identity politics in their agenda. This person writes, the MPA should retain the right or not to allow. Marty says, it always seems to be a topic lately that one side comes up with. Let me read that differently. It always seems to be a topic lately that one side comes up with something to anger the other. And this is one of them. This person writes to us, my daughter is going to need to take steroids to compete in high school. Caller, you get the last word. What are you thinking?
I coached a basketball team in middle school. I grew up with two sisters. I feel it doesn't really matter up until, like, varsity high school. That's where it really kicks in to be competitive. That's what I got.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.